Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andy Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hub Pruitt. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hub Pruitt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lindstrom moves to third. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. Heathcote moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heathcote moves to third. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Heathcote scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Crawford moves to third. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Crawford scores. Jackson scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Leach reaches second base with a double. O'Farrell scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlson for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heathcote strikes out. O'Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heathcote out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Reese picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reese. Kyler moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reese moves to second. One out. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlson takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Terry reaches third base with a triple. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to second for the out. Terry scores. One out. It's 5-3, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive towards second. Crawford catches it and tags Hartnett out, for the double play. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. English strikes out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Farrell moves to second. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Danny Taylor pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Taylor scores. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carlson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Zach Taylor now catching. Footsie Blair now playing second base. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.